SBS Radio.
I just never expected this many people to be coming out at, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning and standing in solidarity with us. It just shows that, you know, things are starting to change. People have come out to mourn the genocide of our people, the frontier wars, to have our people, First Nations mob, different clans and different nations come forward and read out the tens, hundreds of massacres that have happened on our land is just so powerful and so real, because we feel that pain every day. We carry that with us, and today to see so many people come out, you know, that's, they have to share the load. We can't keep carrying what we're carrying every day, and that's why I think this is an important ceremony. It's a day of mourning. That's what we have to do. We have to mourn.
And you say that the first war was a war against First Nations people.
That's right. The first war on the shores of this country were against its first people. And that's what this nation needs to wake up and realise, that the war happened to the first people. Unless the rest of this country acknowledges that and takes that on board, then we can never have real healing. We can never come together as a nation. We have to understand and we have to acknowledge that the first war happened here against the first people, and tell me when that war ended, because it to me, as an Aboriginal woman, as a sovereign woman, I feel that war is still very real today.
And the theme of this year is pay the rent. Can you elaborate a little more for our listeners and viewers about this notion of paying the rent? It's not new. You said it's something that, it's a concept has been around for a while, but this year the emphasis on this concept.
Pay the rent is something that our old people came up with over 40 years ago through the National and Aboriginal and Islander Health Organisation. That was at a time in the, you know, late 60s, early 70s, that our old people were setting up Aboriginal health services around the nation. And they were being set up not just around Aboriginal health, but they were setting up to ensure that we had a political base, that we had a voice. And pay the rent was a way that our old people talked about reparations, given that this country hasn't reparated our people for 250 years. We have to make our own reparations. There are enough Australians out there that want to do the right thing. They can do the right thing by paying the rent for being on stolen land, which ultimately enables us to self-determine our own destiny.
There was a very somber and very moving moment when there was a procession of participants going to the fire pit and throwing some sand on the fire, adding some gum tree leaves to the fire. That was a very somber moment, but there are also some very, very moving emotional moments, and I saw you getting even very emotional at certain stages.
Yes, it is emotional, because, you know, we are carrying this every day, and when we have a moment to reflect and stop and just heal and remember our old people that died fighting for this country, for us, for their descendants. You know, this is a time that we remember that and reflect on that, because every other day it's, you know, we're in survival mode. So it was moving, and, you know, to have traditional owners take us through a ceremony that they've maintained for thousands of years is incredibly powerful. To, you know, cleanse our hands with ceremonial ochre, mourning ochre, used for burials and for you know, sorry business, to cleanse our hands and to take a gum leaf and, you know, participate. That's what this is about. It's about everybody being involved in the ceremony.
And can you remind us of the significance of this site, this very site where we're standing today? Because it's not just any particular place in Melbourne, it's a very powerful symbolic place. Mm.
So where we're standing right now is, of course, land of the Kulin Nation, where Wurundjeri and Bunwurrung people have performed ceremony. It is also a place where there are remains, skeletal remains of our, you know, representative of our 38 nations. These skeletal remains have come from all over the world. People who've taken, you know, our ancestors' bones or stolen our ancestors' bones and taken them to some museum overseas. Those skeletal remains are buried here. So it is a significant area for us. It's also the site of the of Camp Sovereignty, which was a camp set up in the Melbourne Commonwealth Games to ensure that Aboriginal people had a presence and to show the rest of the world that we are still experiencing so much injustice in our own country. We are the sickest, we are the poorest, we are the most incarcerated. We have our, you know, children taken away at a higher rate than ever, even after the apology. So things aren't getting better. Things are getting worse. And it's 2020. It's time to change the nation. Let's change the nation together. And to do that, we have to have Aboriginal people first and foremost.
There was also a powerful presence of allies today.
The allies' presence was incredible, and you know, I think that shows that people are learning. They're wanting to be part of the truth telling of this nation, and we need to have these all around the country. And we want allies to come out and share the load, share the pain that we're feeling, experience some of that pain, but also experience and be part of the healing that comes with that. So, yeah, I think it's been incredibly powerful. I just met a woman who lives in an area that my ancestors were slaughtered, and she comes from Gippsland. She lives at Warrigal Creek, and yeah, you know, we just cried together.
And that was a very powerful moment. I saw it. Both just shedding tears, couldn't help it.
Yeah, it's very really, real, really and powerful. And the hurt is still there. You know, it's not going to go away until this country stops denying the true history, and it's with allies that we're going to change that.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.